Hello, I'm Gary Robey. To humble ourselves in the sight of God, we need only look closely into the life of the Son of God, who humbled himself. We will look closely at the life of Christ during this call to worship.
So humble yourself.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today humbly before you, O God. It is by your mercies that we are not consumed. Your mercies are new every morning, and we remember your faithfulness. Your faithfulness that by your amazing grace, our sins are blotted out by the blood of your Son, Jesus. The memory of those is taken away as far as the east is from the west. We're constantly amazed by the fact that you can use us to bring glory to yourself. God, help our minds to be renewed and to be like Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient. Through your Spirit, Lord, help us want to obey you and give us the strength to deny ourselves, daily to take up our cross and humbly to serve you and those around us with your love. God, please speak to us as we think about humility, humbling ourselves in your presence during this call to worship. Thank you for joining Call to Worship today as we humble ourselves in God's presence.
Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, we seek your face. We seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, we seek your face. We seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, Lord. I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, Lord. I live to worship you, oh Lord. I live to worship you, yeah, oh Lord. I live to
You're listening to A Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to invite your friends to listen as well. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship and share testimonies and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of our ministry is the website. At calledtoworship.us, you can listen to past programs of your choice at your convenience. This can be especially helpful to those who cannot find us on a local station, or would like to listen to a program a second time, or might even want to listen to a different topic. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at calledtoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, so if you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
There she goes, leaving everything she knows. She's done it before, but this time it's a different story. The journey to take part in the vision she sees for you. Give me a servant's heart to show your love to all. Give me a vision on how to follow through. A foreign land, challenges unknown, situations that we can't comprehend. Families willing to sacrifice to reach out and lend a helping hand.
This is a call to worship.
A little girl is crying for affection. A little boy needs a hand to hold. And oh, how he loves those little children. How he longs to be a friend to young and old. His tender spirit welcomes all who seek him. His giving heart asks nothing in return. And I have found his promises faithful. I seek to live my life that I may learn
to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to be the one I was created to be.
words are lacking to express the joy, the peace, the happiness. Fully forgiven, a taste of heaven through Jesus' blood and righteousness. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God I've been set free. Fully forgiven, now am I. Now am I. No more afraid of death or hell. The story I'll forever tell. The path before me is touched with glory. The world is bright and all is well. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God I've been set free.
Humility is an attitude, it's an action, and a state of mind. Consider this concept introduced by the Apostle Paul in Romans, the 12th chapter, first 5 verses or so. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Folks, Paul goes on to describe how this attitude has its place in gifts of the Spirit, as they're used unselfishly and humbly to encourage others. And then see how Paul expands on this concept in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. These words from Daniel 10. From the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. Then in Isaiah 57, thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. From Psalm 86, you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. As long as we live in and around this world, folks, then humbling ourselves before God is not going to be easy. James chapter 4, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. What do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the spirit God has placed within us is filled with envy? But he gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. May God help us to humble ourselves toward him as we clearly recognize who he is and by his grace enjoy a close relationship to him.
Nothing more.
Thank you for joining us today, folks. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us that we can humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It's important that we hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website. That's www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down on the right hand of the throne of God.